HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Mama Bear, One Black Mother's Fight for Her Child's Life and Her Own, by Shirley Smith with Zelda Lockhart, read by Tova Ott. A note before we begin. For a list of resources and references, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/mamabear. This book is dedicated to my mother, Bertina Marie Harris. Without your life, I wouldn't have a story to tell. You are forever in my heart. Thank you for your life. Thank you for your struggle. Thank you for your strength, and thank you for your transparency. And of course, to my 3Ds, my cubs, my beautiful, virtuous daughters, Demi, Dakota, and Denver. As long as God gives me breath, I will do my best to show you the best version of myself and to be an image that you will be proud to look up to. Introduction. This book was brewing in me since my days of being 8 years old and hiding in the closet writing in my little diary. But it was a cold Sunday in February 2018, a little more than a year after I'd given birth to Dakota, and she'd survived 141 days in the NICU. That solidified the call for me to write my story. My 10-year-old, Demi, my 1-year-old, Dakota, and I were away from our faith community in New Jersey, the Love of Jesus Family Church. We were in Ohio for JR's season on the road with the Cavaliers. I was pregnant with our next child, Denver, overwhelmed with postpartum blues, pregnancy blues, mama of a preteen blues. Needless to say, it was a time when I needed God's guidance. On Saturday, the day before, I had a feeling and a push that said, get into the house, meaning the church. I had a feeling to go to this different church, not one in Ohio I had tried visiting a few times. I was like, really, God? An hour drive to church? When I didn't receive a reply from God, I knew he wasn't playing. I felt the urge to invite my brother's girlfriend, Jasmine, to come with me. I thought to myself, God, you are on a roll, ain't you? I don't even know if this girl goes to church. I did as instructed, and when I did, another weight was lifted. When I called Jasmine, she responded with joy. I sure will. I need to go to church. In the middle of the night that Saturday, I realized the devil was trying his best to keep me from making it out of the house to church the next morning. Dakota was off the hook the whole night. She was restless, congested, irritable, and I barely got any sleep. With JR on the road for work, I had to cover the 24-hour Dakota shift solo, alone. Then, buzz, buzz, buzz. I was like, I know that is not my alarm going off already. You've got to be kidding me. Then I thought, I could just go next week. I battled with my thoughts for about 30 minutes before peeling myself out of bed. I felt like crap and looked like Beetlejuice. What pulled me through was how good God had been to me and my family during those months that things were touch and go with Dakota's life. I realized that the least I could do was go into the house and personally thank him. Besides, I was always taught that there is a blessing in your pressing. I got my pregnant self up, got Dakota dressed, told Demi to get ready, got Jasmine, and got on the road. All sorts of foolishness was going on as we drove to church. My Bluetooth connection was cutting on and off, so the gospel music we had planned for the hour drive was a no-go. It was freeze raining.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?